Chapter 1. The Renegade arrived just after breakfast. Hillary had been waiting for it, and she spotted it first. From where she stood on the deck of the Pigeon, the distant ship resembled nothing more than a small black smudge against the horizon. But when Hillary raised her spyglass to her eye, the smudge resolved itself into the billowing black sails and flaming torches of an impressive pirate galleon. "Isn't the Renegade grand?" she said, holding up the spyglass so the gargoyle could peer through it. "Doesn't it make your spine tingle?" The gargoyle shrugged as well as he could without arms.
"I don't know about that," he said, "but it does look a lot like a squashed spider."
He drew back from the spyglass and gave the galleon an approving nod.
"Now, back to business. Which do you think sounds better, courageous gargoyle or intrepid gargoyle?"
Hillary sighed. She was becoming rather used to this sort of question, for a few months ago the gargoyle had decided to write an account of his thrilling adventures on the high seas. After several ink-splattered attempts to hold a pen in his mouth, however, he had asked for Hillary's assistance, and now she was spending a perfectly good morning taking dictation instead of sailing off on a thrilling adventure of her own. To be fair, it had been quite a while since any sort of adventure had crossed Hillary's path, and the commonplace tasks of life on a pirate ship, deck swabbing, sword polishing and cannon dusting, were starting to make her feet fairly itch in their boots. But now Captain Blacktooth was coming to see her for a most important meeting, and wherever Blacktooth sailed, wasn't adventure sure to follow? Hillary looked out over the sea at the Renegade and willed it to hurry along.
The gargoyle nudged her with the end of his tail.
"Sorry," said Hillary. With a good deal of effort, she turned her attention from the galleon to the parchment in front of her. "Intrepid has a nice ring to it, but you've called yourself intrepid 5 times on this page alone."
"That," said the gargoyle, "is because I am."
Hillary laughed and scribbled a few words on the parchment. "What do you think Captain Blacktooth wants to discuss?" she said. "He hardly ever pays personal calls." In fact, she had met him only once before, when he had arrived on her doorstep a year earlier to thank her for finding the kingdom's long-lost trove of magical treasure. It had been a most piratical accomplishment indeed. But surely Blacktooth wasn't sailing halfway around Augusta just to congratulate her again. "Do you think he might be planning to promote me, or to send me on an important mission for the League?"
"Maybe he'll give you a medal for your bravery on the high seas," said the gargoyle, "and maybe I could share it."
Hour by hour, the Renegade drew closer. By 11 o'clock, Hillary could count its sails. By 1 o'clock, she could smell the smoke from its torches. And at 3:30, it sailed into the harbour a few yards away from the spot where the Pigeon had dropped anchor. Hillary woke the gargoyle from his nap and hurried to rub an errant scruff from the toe of her boot. "Captain Blacktooth has arrived," she called, hardly caring that most of her mates weren't close enough to hear. Jasper Fletcher, freelance pirate and captain of the Pigeon, was ashore in the village of Otterpool, distributing bits of magical treasure to the townspeople. His first mate, Charlie Dove, was out in the dinghy, rowing piles of magic from the ship's treasure storeroom to the Otterpool shore. And Jasper's wife, Eloise Grayson, was busy at the stern of the ship, where she ran Augusta's only floating bookshop. It was a shame they wouldn't get a chance to climb aboard the most magnificent pirate galleon in the kingdom, but Hillary was determined to memorise the Renegade's every detail and tell them all about it when she returned from her meeting. A pirate in a tattered striped shirt lowered a small boat from the Renegade's deck, and he rowed across the harbour until, with an unceremonious jolt, he crashed into the side of the Pigeon.
"Ahoy!" he cried. "I'm here to pick up Pirate Hillary Westfield. She's to have a word with my captain, and he won't have any arguing."
Miss Grayson poked her head out of the bookshop.
"What in the world was that bump?" she said. "It nearly sent all the detective novels crashing down on me."
Ahoy! Cried the pirate again. Are you Pirate Hilary Westfield, ma'am? You're much grumpier than I expected.